My guest at this time is Tennessee Republican Congressman Diane Black. She represents the Volunteer State's 6th Congressional District, and she joins us today to talk about a new piece of legislation she is introducing that would block the Obama administration from being able to sue states over their various immigration enforcement laws. We've certainly chronicled the huge controversy over the laws in Arizona. Other states, including Alabama, have tried to pass similar laws, and once again, the Justice Department trying to stop those laws from being implemented. And Congressman, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, you are so welcome. Thank you for having me today.
You're welcome. Officially, this is known as H.R. 3842, but explain exactly what this would do. How would it stop the Obama Justice Department from going after these states?
Oh, well, the best way to stop somebody from doing something is not to fund it. And so what this would do is it would deny any federal funding to be used for the Department of Justice lawsuits. So they could not use federal dollars. Now, I'm not sure where they get those dollars from unless they raise them privately, but this would keep them from suing those states that have put into place immigration laws that are not in conflict with the federal law. And that's the whole point. It's shameful to begin with that you even have to think along these lines, because it really is the role and responsibility of our federal government to protect our borders. And when they're not doing so, and states then take on that responsibility, and by the way, they don't get funding to take on that responsibility. They're funding it from their own state dollars. When they take on that responsibility, it really is ridiculous to use federal tax dollars, which are really our money that we send in, to then sue our own states. And what this does is just prohibits the Department of Justice from using our federal funds for that purpose.
I'm guessing this effort is based a little bit more on principle than dollar figures, but do you have an estimate of how much this is costing taxpayers to fight these immigration laws in different states?
You know, I do not, and our bill has just been filed, which means now it will be scored by the Congressional Budget Office, so we may have that information at another time. But the bill was just filed on Monday, so I don't have any direct numbers at this point to tell you what that cost would be.
What have you heard from your colleagues, whether it's Arizona, Alabama, I think South Carolina is another one here.
That's right.
About what has been the impact just in a short period of time on these states as a result of having to fight all this?
Well, they're very concerned. And they're concerned, I think, number one, and most principally, you probably have heard Governor Brewer talk about this a number of times, is that she's concerned about the safety of her citizens. So that is number one, and that's at the top of the list, that when you have the federal government saying, oh, no, you can't protect your own border, and we know from what has not only been read about but also seen, I mean, there are videos out there about the kinds of people that are coming into Arizona that need to be stopped. So there's no doubt in anybody's mind that the borders have to be controlled, especially in those areas where they're close to the lines. But even more so than that, it's anywhere where you have someone that would be bringing the kinds of illegal activity that might come from somebody coming into the country illegally. After all, if they're coming into the country illegally, they're probably not the most upright citizens always, and so the kinds of activities that they would bring with them, whether it's drug smuggling or whatever, certainly arises to the greatest concern for those that are in charge of those states, such as the governors. You know, oddly enough, Greg, is if you go back and you take a look at history, there have been court decisions made. And in some of the earlier court decisions, like back in the 1970s, late 1970s, the court actually said that it was the role of the states, both their state and their local law enforcements, to help to enforce illegal immigration laws. And so it's just almost odd now that we have our own federal government going after states and local governments who are trying to do that very thing that the courts found that they have not only the right but the responsibility to do.
We're talking with Tennessee Congressman Diane Black, and we should point out there is a companion measure for this in the Senate, sponsored by South Carolina's Jim DeMint, David Vitter of Louisiana, and Jeff Sessions of Alabama, two of those three states that we mentioned earlier. Congressman, let me get a reaction real quick to a couple of points I think you're probably likely to get from those who aren't real nuts about this legislation. First of all, you mentioned before that this is to basically help states do the job that the federal government should be doing but isn't. Some may say that even if the federal government is doing a terrible job of securing our borders, the Constitution says that that is their job, and so therefore the Justice Department is valid in trying to stop Arizona and other states from doing this. How would you respond to that?
Well, I would reference again back to what has already been decided in the court back in, like I say, the late 1970s, where the court did find that it is the role and the responsibility, along with the federal government, to enforce those laws that deal with illegal immigration. So a precedent has already been set on that, Greg.
And the other issue that may come up is, while your motivations may very well be sound here, others may say, well, this is an opportunity to just chip away at the Justice Department for any policy they're pursuing that a lawmaker or lawmakers may not like. Is there any slippery slope danger here?
Well, I don't believe so, and I think that it is absolutely our role as Congress to hold the other branches of government accountable when they are moving outside of what their jurisdiction is. And here is an opportunity to do that. We could also speak about Fast and Furious and what happened in Fast and Furious. Here's another incident where the Department of Justice needs to be held accountable for their actions. And, you know, there are hearings that are taking place right now in the Oversight Committee having to do with Eric Holder and how much he knew and how that whole operation came down. So there's another example of how the balance of government between the executive branch and the congressional branch and the judicial branch are there for a reason, and our Constitution provides that balance would be there so that there are checks and balances.
Last question before we let you go, Congressman. As you mentioned, this has just been introduced in the last several days. So what type of co-sponsorship are you seeing already?
Oh, I've got great co-sponsorship. I have I have talked with people who this directly affects in the states of Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Indiana, Missouri, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Utah. But I do have others that have heard me talking about it to the colleagues that may be standing next to them, and they say, I like that a lot. Why don't you sign me on? So our sponsorship continues to grow, and we have got, I would say at this point in time, somewhere around maybe 70 co-sponsors, and that number is growing.
We'll certainly stay on top of the effort. Congressman, thank you very much, as always, for your time with us today.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you.
Tennessee Congressman Diane Black represents her state's 6th Congressional District. She is also the lead sponsor, as we've been talking about, of House Resolution 3842, which would deny federal funding for the Justice Department to continue its legal challenges to the immigration enforcement statutes in a number of U.S. states. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.